Now we're going to learn Bilti Shalom, Bezrat Hashem. Strengthen ourselves with this holy book to serve Hashem with all our might. Every time a person lifts his eyes to see what he doesn't have to see, it comes from Gaiva, from Kfira, that he doesn't believe that Hashem supervises over him with the exact, perfect, bidyuk supervision. And because if the person is not happy with what he has, not happy with his portion, he's looking to see what else is there. Chas v'shalom, you should not miss anything in the world. And also he checks every time if people see him, if they realize him, especially if he's doing something, he checks if people realize this. It comes from a lack of confidence, low self-confidence, and from kfira. He doesn't believe Hashem gives him everything. You don't need anything from anyone. Sometimes you get down in Shmonesa, strong Shmonesa, and you turn around to see, when you go back to see, did anyone realize me? You're looking at me? And only Hashem knows. Only Hashem knows. And that's why it's a sign from all the tzaddikim that they did not lift up their eyes. Like Avraham Avinu was going always with his eyes down, and his heart was up, always serving Hashem. And he did lift up his eyes twice in his life to do what Hashem wants. And every time he did that, there's a verse about him in the Torah. It says once, Avraham Avinu lifted up his eyes and he saw the place from far, the Mount Moriah. He saw the Shekhinah on the mount, on the mountain. And the next time, he lifted up his eyes and he saw afterwards, it's more than twice. He saw also by the Malachim. But also he lifted his eyes and he saw the ram. Yitzchak's ram stuck over there in the bushes. And Hashem sent him over there. And And Boaz, back to our story with Boaz and Ruth. Boaz saw that whatever Ruth is looking at, he's looking with a good eye. He saw by her the midah, the characteristic of to be shy, to be edel, to be adin, gentle, the modesty. She does not have brazenness in chutzpah. Yeah, doesn't have that. Because lack of modesty, that's a great azut metzah almash. It's big chutzpah. A woman who goes without snooze and makes the public stumble because of her, that's chutzpah and azus metzach. And when Boaz saw these very special madlas of a special midot of Ruth, especially her good eyes, he praised her about her good eyes and he told her, your eyes should be in this field. Because you have such good eyes, put your eyes in my field. And that will give bracha. Someone who has bad eyes, it's very bad that you should look at anything. Someone who has good eyes, you should look at everything. You have to have good eyes. You see the good in everyone, so then look at them. Ah, he's so beautiful, this guy. Like Rav Shlomo Kalibach. At least saw the good in everything. He never saw the bad. He did. He knew how to give Musa. When he spoke to Yeshiva Bachim, he gave him Musa. Kalibach. When we spoke to the people in general, very soft and always see the good. Kalbach. Shalom or Kalbach.
He did what?
He knew how to give Musa also.
Yeah.
He needed to, he knew how to. And that's what the Zohar says, that wherever there's eyes, people looking with bad eyes, there's no success in that place. And Boaz saw in Ruth only the good. Whatever she looks is only good. She sees only the good in everything. And he saw that she's successful. That the more she's collecting, there's more. The more tabua grows over there in the field. What's it? Zal says. And Boaz saw with the Ruach HaKodesh that she had Ruach HaKodesh on her. Therefore he opened and said, your eyes should be in the field. What are you going to say? You're stunned that the pasuk saying that her eyes stand should look at the field after the others. You should have said, and you should harvest, collect after them. What does it say? Or go after them. What could do with the eyes? When you go after them, go after your eyes. Right? Because most people are not allowed to go after their eyes. They're not allowed to go after their eyes. But the root, she has such a good eye, she go after her eyes. And that will bring her a great bracha. If you see that someone looks with a good eye, he merits a Ruach HaKodesh could dwell in him. And wherever he looks, there's bracha in that place. Only to look at the good. It's an avoda. And we work. Only begins. All these things, we can begin understanding what is the work of a person in this world. A person who really, truly wants to fulfill his mission in this world, and to come after 120 to the next world clean, you better start working on this truly, seriously, on this whole lust of Yom Brit. And to pray every day, at least a half an hour, that Hashem will clean you from this lust. And regarding this matter, Hashem showed me something which trembled me very much. I don't know if the word trembled is really.
Shook me up.
Shook me up really much. There's a Jew that I meet every once in a while, an old man, and his whole life, he grew up in the ways of the Torah, he has a zakan, he has a beard, and payas, and everything. A lot of wonderful things. And as I was speaking, he sighed and confessed and said he has a great yetzirah to see things which you're not allowed to see. It's an old man. I heard this and I was shocked. I said to myself, oh yeah, he wasn't shocked about the person. Shocked about the age. Said, oh yeah, yeah. The person will now work on this. He will go into the grave with his all the silas. That shocked me up. And that showed me and proved to me that the lust did not leave a person. If he does not work on them, a true work, real, serious, everyday work, to uproot them, they will not go away.
They will not go away. This old man, he had pictures in his mind? That's
yeah, and they went off the street. No!
Pictures?
Just pictures, yeah. That's worth it. I'm not sure.
We have to work on getting rid of the pictures in the mind also.
Betach, but you don't have to fight with them. You just have to add a lot of good and teach Torah. And you teach others, you're cleaning your mind also. Another thing is that the truth is that again that the higher the neshamas are from, there's all kinds of places where neshamas come from. In general, it says the neshamas come from under Kista Kavod, which is a place in Olam HaBriyah, in the world of Briyah. The highest place in the Briyah is Kista Kavod. It's called Kista Kavod. It's a spiritual place. And under that, that's where the neshamas come from. But it's other places, the neshamas come from Atzilut. In other places, the neshamas come from higher than Atzilut. And it's brought down in the name of Ari, the neshamas come from the end self himself, from before the world, before anything. So, listen to this. The neshamas which go the lowest, they come from the higher place. Why? Because they have the power, first of all, we know to uplift sparks from those places, and also, they have the power to desire so much, and that's what we spoke earlier, creates the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shama does not fall so much, does not such a big desire to do good, to fight. The Shama is always falling apart, up and down, and up and down, and sad and happy, and da 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 da. Right, always in the lowest place, and they went to Thailand, into Costa Rica, on the beaches, and all that. Everything, those neshamas are the highest neshamas. So we can never judge anyone. We don't know what some person's job in the world is. Of course, it doesn't mean that we have to leave them there. We have to try to bring them as close as possible as we can. But not to judge them. Not to judge them that you're destroying the world. Who said maybe you're destroying the world? Afuch, Avarosh always says that the neshamas that are in the Torah world, they're destroying the world more than the neshamas that are out of the Torah world. Hashem is out of the Torah world, they have no effect on the world. Hashem is already realized Hashem, they have the effect on the world. They have effect on the world. So it's not Hashem. From the scared to serve Hashem with all our might. I think so, you want me to check on the calendar?
227.
But I got it, we're not going to.